Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
Notes to remember.
Hey, EG Sites here.
Francisco Landin here.
We're Blockbuster Nostalgia, your favorite movie podcast, counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1980s and 90s, one by one.
Not today, though.
Today, we're doing our new segment. If you listened to the last new segment one, yeah, where we said it was a new segment, you know what's up, but Francisco took notes during an old movie.
Yeah, every time we watch a movie, I take some notes, and then I was going through and looking at them and being like, these are kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
So I figured we start a segment where I tell you random notes that I took for a movie and you try to guess the movie.
That's right. So I'm going to try and guess and you at home do the same, goddammit.
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep it difficult, then not so difficult, then easy. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. All right. First question or first note.
All right. I'm going to start really hard.
Okay.
Drinking coffee? With a question mark.
Well, we've never talked about a movie where coffee was drunk before, so that is a bit hard.
I did write this down thinking this is worth mentioning podcast.
This was a note you thought in your brain, I need to bring this up in our podcast to entertain people.
About this movie.
About a movie. This is an important piece of this movie.
Yeah, I don't write everything down. I don't write what happens. Like, a lot of people will write down, this is how the plot went down. I don't write that. I will just write like, oh, I got to remember this.
Right.
So I wrote,
in the same way that you might write down like the cinematographer's name or something that, you know, actually adds to the creative endeavor.
Or like Tom Hanks was supposed to play that something like that. No, I wrote
something that was uniquely interesting to this specific film.
That I was like, I got to write that down.
And that note again was
drinking coffee? With a question mark.
Wow. All right. Well, I don't have a lot of guesses for you based on that.
Yeah. All right. So the first, maybe.
Is it comedians in cars drinking coffee?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Not the show.
Not the current show that we have never talked about on the podcast.
Comedians drinking coffee. Not
which is
one.
Both not a movie, not from the 80s nor the 90s. Okay.
It is not the very awesome Jerry Seinfeld show.
Yeah.
Comedians Cars Drink Coffee.
Is it a Starbucks?
Is the clue for a
Starbucks? Is the clue a literal Starbucks location and not, in fact, a movie that we watched and reviewed on the podcast?
Now, we are a podcast that talks about movies.
Uh-huh.
But your guess is that I wrote notes about a Starbucks.
That's correct.
All right. All right. I'm going to have to go to the judges on this one. Can we accept Starbucks? No, apparently we cannot accept Starbucks.
Damn. All right. I'm already negative 200 on the big board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Let me give you something else.
Okay. Yeah. Give me another clue.
See if this helps you out. Sucks at pool.
Sucks at pool. Well, we never covered The Hustler nor Color of Money.
Also, they did not suck at
also,
pool.
Also, they were very
they
good
were
at
very
pool.
They were very good at pool. Yeah. They were quite amazingly good at
they
pool.
They were very, very good at pool. Movies with pool scenes where they're very bad at it.
Right. So we've talked about, not like in general, like Mean Streets when they get that pool hall fight scene.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Yeah, like no, it's a movie that we've talked about.
Okay, okay.
Again, drinking coffee?
Drinking coffee, not being good at pool. Yeah. Were you just writing about me?
Yeah, possibly. I said drinking coffee, not drinking hard liquor.
That's true. Not drinking coffee with hard liquor in it.
Yes. Right, right.
Which is the only way to drink coffee. No, I have no guesses. I have no guesses.
Really? All right. I'll give you another one. All right. This is just says about town.
About town. Yeah. All right. So these are coffee drinking.
Again, notes.
Just people that are about town being bad at pool.
I feel like you're getting there.
All right. So hip people drinking coffee being. I know what it is.
You know what it is. All right. Before you say it, I'm going to give you one more.
All right. I'm going to just hold up a number here for him so he can verify if I'm right.
Yep.
Okay.
See, I told you, man.
It would eventually spark. But let's see if the audience at home knows.
Well, let me give you another note.
Yeah.
And then you can verify.
Okay.
All right. Tiger puppet, cool cat.
Wow. That actually gives me less of an idea than I previously had somehow.
Yeah. Tiger puppet, cool cat. I wrote those four words down. into
session. Again, these were things you thought would be
and
important.
And I was like, I have to mention these during a
Tiger puppet, cool cat. Mm-hmm. First of all, someone using a puppet is never a cool cat.
No, exactly.
Puppeteers, outside of the Henson Company, yeah. Completely worthless to society.
Is the Tiger puppet a cool cat? Is the Tiger puppet named Cool Cat? Is it a Tiger puppet and also a cool cat?
Is it a Tiger puppet on ice?
Yeah, yeah. Is it?
Which also sounds like a fancy cocktail I would order at a stuck-up bar where they have fancy names for everything instead of just saying it's whiskey.
Continuing your alcoholism.
Yeah.
The fact that you can pick out the alcohol. Yeah. Stuff. yeah, Tiger puppet, cool cat. But I guess I'll give you
give us the last one. I already know what it is. He's already confirmed that I was correct. But just for you audience at home, let's give one last taste before I reveal. Yeah.
Offers $1,000 to change a diaper.
All right. That gives it away. That people at home, away. You got to know by now.
Yep.
If you're talking about changing diapers, you're talking about cool cats.
You're talking about
men about town.
Yep.
And
drinking coffee?
Drinking coffee.
And being bad at pool. There is a scene when they're playing pool and they're very bad at it.
Despite the fact they have a pool table in their house.
And they're young men about town.
Yeah.
It was weird that nobody talked about how shitty they were at pool.
Yeah.
They were just playing.
I'm pretty sure that is definitely an example of the set designer was like, hey, let's put a pool. They're all like swinging bats. Let's put a pool table in there. Has anyone asked Tom Selleck or Steve Guttenberg or T. Danson if they can play pool? They absolutely cannot.
They cannot. They don't leave their houses. They're the biggest stars
in the
world.
They're huge stars. We're talking about Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Got there.
It took me three clues, though, which is appropriate.
Yeah, three clues is about right. It's
three
about
clues.
Right.
Yeah, I needed one for each. I need one for the Goots, one for Selleck, yep. And one for Danson.
Three clues and a baby. Yeah,
three clues and a baby.
And also, like, I got to see, like, the wheel spinning and you, like, start Beautiful Minding.
Yeah, exactly. You got to see my board with the red string connecting the pictures. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
My Iron Man / fucking Sherlock Holmes holograms in my mind.
So if you got it before,
if you got it in less than three clues,
yeah, let us know and let us know how you got it.
Let us know at blockbusterastrology@gmail.com. Also, if this is your first taste of our nonsense, we normally do long episodes where we review a movie in detail and also still make dumb jokes.
Yeah,
and you can find us everywhere podcasts are. Blockbuster Astrology, baby.
We love you.